This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is. You take lessons.
You're despicable.
You know what I like to say, right? I'm an educated idiot. I took lessons. You don't get like this without taking lessons. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Thank you so much for being with me. And I appreciate the time you spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. And I do mean being part of the conversation. Because, look, without you guys, there is no show, right? I mean, you're paying attention, you send me notes, you tell me who you'd like to see on the show, and that's great, that's wonderful, I really do appreciate it, more than you know. And again, it is a big deal. So, you know, send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com, where you can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll, you can send me an email, you can do all kinds, you can even comment on the articles that are up there, the articles that are written. And let us know. You can't stand them. You don't like them. You don't agree with them. Mark them up. Let us know. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. The college campuses, they're going to start to kick it in gear here any day now. And some of you are sending your kids. You know, the Sam Sorbo was on the show, and we were talking one night about how you send your kids to school. All this tax money going to the schools. And she said something I thought was really kind of cool, especially for Christians. You send your kids, you know, to church on Sunday. You try to teach them how to be, you know, godly people, good people, loving people. And then you send them to Caesar Monday through Friday to be taught pretty much, in a lot of ways, the opposite of what you're taught at home and at church. And she had a great point. Now, what you can do about that, I don't know. I don't know what kind of financial situation you're in. I don't know any of that. But just be mindful of it. And you're mindful of it for a lot of reasons. One of the reasons is so you can actually undo some of the damage that's done from the social world, on the social side of things. Really, sincerely, there are good teachers out there. I know. I've dealt with them. They're good people. And there are some that just, they know they're right no matter what. And it doesn't matter what mommy and daddy want or say. They'll tell your child that mommy and daddy are wrong and incorrect and ignorant people in this area. I'm not joking. I'm dead serious. And that's why you have to talk to your kids on a daily. I know some of you are working two jobs. You're trying to make ends meet. You're trying to get that mortgage paid. I got all of that. But the kids are much more important than the house. Move into an apartment if you have to. You know what I'm saying? Make sure you pay attention. Make sure you find out what they're doing, what they're learning, what they're talking about in school. And I'm not just saying that to be mean. I'm saying that to, you know, honestly, pay attention. Like this one. You know, I talked about this a little bit. I didn't. Producer Tammy said I never really finished it. We were teased about the y'all social justice. Remember that one? I didn't finish it, right?
I don't think so.
Okay. Well, hey, so what? It's a good story to know again. There were professors and political activists from across the Southeast gathered to discuss. Well, oh, that's right, because you were making fun of me about being a Yankee.
Yep.
Okay, never mind. That explains it right there. It's called the All Y'all Social Justice Series, including presentations on shattering the glass ceiling of whiteness. Really? Exploring ways to gain emotional resilience for social justice leaders. Emotional resilience means like not giving in to your emotions. My God, my dad taught me that at a young age. No, no, not to cry or to have feelings or anything. But you know what? Not to get like put down. But look, I don't have the same plight some people have. But growing up in some areas that were very white, for lack of another term, you know, they used to love to use terms like dumb dago and wop and guinea and greaseball and all that fun stuff. Those are all terms of endearment towards Italian people. And I couldn't date their girls. I remember a couple of guys wailing on me a little bit and saying, hey, you can't go out with our women. And I was amazed that they had so many women. I mean, I couldn't get one, and they had all these women, apparently. So, you know, being in it, I could have crawled up into a corner. I could have been an emotional wreck, right? But it didn't happen that way. You need to teach your kids. You know, it's funny in talking to some people about the kids today, and I know our parents said the same thing, but our kids, you know, we were out of control, and we, you know, our parents said, well, the music we're listening to was crazy. I'm gonna go away from that for a minute and say, there's been many parents that have raised speed bump children, and you've heard me call them that before, because when we were kids growing up, the majority of us were taught to deal with adversity and not deal with it by curling up in a ball, going to a soft room, grabbing a fluffy animal, and sucking on our thumb for an hour until we got everything worked out. Waiting for the council to show up. I mean, one of my uncles had a saying that today, I didn't get it at the time, but I get it today. You'd fall and you'd trip. You know, something along those lines. I'm not talking about splitting your head open, but you'd fall and you'd trip or whatever. And we'd be on our way going somewhere. We'd be doing something. He goes, look, nobody cares. Get up. Let's go. And I got it. It was like, not that nobody cares about me, but this is such a minor thing. Nobody cares. Just clean off your knee. Kiss it up to God. Get move on. Right? You know, those kids that, I'm sure one of you is out there. Well, you wouldn't be listening to this show, I don't think. But one of you kids that, you remember, you know, you get that ice cream cone, and you lick it twice, and where does it end up? On the floor. Right? And you see that little kid out in front of the ice cream, total meltdown. I mean, gone. Needs it. Now, that one incident will require psychiatric care for 30 years in some cases. But what are we doing to our kids? Are we doing that to them? Why is it the suicide rates in the U.S. are the highest that they are anywhere in the country? Or maybe the other countries just don't report it. I don't know. I mean, you start looking at some of these things, you go, why is this unique to us? What do we bring to the table that makes it worse? You look at the stuff that we've been told we shouldn't be doing to our kids because it's bad for them, and yet what happens? You know, teenage suicide goes up, teenage pregnancy rates go up. You know, you got kids that are out of control in classrooms, yet what we were doing before that was curtailing some of this. But that was bad, somehow. I'm so confused. I'm Joe Messina, your host, just in the Real Side. Don't go far. I got a lot more coming up after the break. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311, 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart to Body extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
I'm Maria Brous, Director of Media and Community Relations for Publix Supermarkets. Every baby deserves the best possible start, but not all babies get one. March of Dimes is changing that. You can help us lead the fight for the health of all moms and babies. Join me and Publix to March for Babies. Let's raise funds and be champions for families near and far. Together, we're building a brighter future. Sign up for Publix's team today at marchforbabies.org.
Long-distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra-long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You can do what you want to us, but we're not going to sit here and listen to you badmouth the United States of America.
If tomorrow all the things were gone, I'd work for all my life, and I had to start again with just my children and my wife. Thank my lucky stars to be living here today. But the flag still stands for freedom, and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American.
Hey, come on, everybody. I see you over there sitting down. Get up. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thanks so much for being with us. I do appreciate that. What is that thing? I do appreciate the time you spent with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Really, seriously, I do enjoy the time that you spend with us. So get involved, get engaged. You'll find a chat room at therealside.com. You'll find a, what do you want to call that, a live feed with a whole bunch of chatters on Facebook as well. So we were talking about the social justice. This whiteness, it's called, see, you'd never find this in Yankee land. Right? It's called All Y'all Social Justice Series. With all due respect to my southern audience, I mean, seriously. What is this? This is a series included on shattering the glass of the ceiling of whiteness, exploring ways to gain emotional resilience, which I still don't understand that. And to put people in place to be social justice leaders. Now, according to what is social, I would love somebody. See, what I would do that a lot of the other guys don't do, and you've heard me do it on the show, I don't let you go all over the place. We're going to finish one topic at a time. Now, that may take an hour to do with some of those loons. Because if you want to talk about social justice issues, I want to deal with one issue at a time to make sure that we have it put away. Now, according to the conference, the series also sought to address the question of what does social justice look like? I'd like to see that. I mean, they have a painting. In July 24th gathering, it features several guest lecturers, including a keynote address delivered by Regina Bradley, an assistant professor of English and African studies at Kennesaw State University. The agenda for the weekend also included lectures and panels ranging. This thing was a whole weekend?
That university came down the toilet.
I would have shot myself before the weekend, probably before Friday night was over. The agenda for the weekend also included lectures and panels ranging from discussions on emotional resilience for the social justice leader, the presentations about dismantling power structures in the classroom, and more. Dismantling power structures? You mean we don't want the teacher to be at the head of the class anymore? See, I don't get what they mean by all of this. They want no what they want is they don't want no hierarchy. They want no power structures. They don't want anything, you know, border walls, laws, rules that they have to follow that make them feel better. They don't think are quite right. The website for the event further specifies that the conference seeks to connect educators, students, and community members who are leading the social justice work in Florida, Georgia, and across the southeastern United States. Okay, my Florida listeners, don't let them do this. Come on, seriously. Don't just sit here listening to me. Find out where your local school is and make sure they're not doing this kind of crazy stuff. And if they are, run for school board. Run for the education board. One person says, our goal is to provide relevant and engaging professional development experiences for teachers in the Southeast at no cost. It goes on to say, if you are interested in joining our collective, please let us know. There you go. There's your inroad. One attendee tweeted a photo of a PowerPoint presentation from the conference declaring that racial inclusion in our schools is impossible without shattering the glass. This is, they're calling this, what they call it, the glass. You're talking about the glass ceiling of whiteness. Somehow, we are in the way from blacks, Hispanics, and others of color, if you would, not being able to get ahead in the world. Which is so far from true, it's pathetic. You know, this is the stuff that really just kind of slows us down to a crawl. Can we get back to reading, writing, arithmetic? Can we do that? I'd be surprised. Really. And that's why I keep saying, conservatives, you need to step up and take your rightful place. You need to start taking positions of authority, professorships at these colleges, positions of authority and teachers at schools, and not be afraid of who you are. And I know some of you get persecuted. I get that. So make sure you seek out the conservative teachers. Make sure you seek out those that will support you and be on your side. Because you're raising up, whether you like it or not. When you're quiet, don't say anything, don't do anything, you're helping to raise up an army of loons on the left. You're helping to raise up a group of people that are uneducated, uninformed, and are causing what's going on. Look it. Head over to YouTube. Come on. I won't wait because we can do it afterward. But you head over to YouTube and look up the stuff from Mark Dice. Now, Jay Leno's jaywalking. Yeah, it's kind of cute and funny and ha-ha. Yeah, right, I got it. But really, go over and check out Mark Dice. Jesse Waters used to have a whole series going on. Right, and see what people don't know. And he doesn't, it's not like he does 100 interviews and he finds the 30 morons and those are the ones he puts up, because we've done it. We've gone out and done, and I'll tell you what, it is definitely the other way around. The very, 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 very few. I had one guy was taking a political science class trying to explain the Electoral College to me and had no clue. But when he stepped up to the mic, there was no question in his mind that he was an expert. You know what I mean? And that's the other funny thing, too. I love when people put something across like they sound like they've been doing this for 50 years. Like they are an expert in this field. Another conference participant shared a light suggestion for dismantling whiteness, which tells white people to be an accomplice and not just an ally, and to network and seek diverse candidates. Listen to people of color in your building, another bullet point adds. If they say something is problematic, guess what? It is. So that means that every person of color who says anything about what a white person is doing is 100% truth. We don't have any people of color that lie, apparently. We don't have any people of non-color that lie. Oh, no, I guess all people of non-color lie. You see how dumb this is? This is like that, President Obama put through that President Trump turned around and everybody went nuts with it, was that basically, on campus, he gave the colleges the ability to pronounce somebody guilty. And on college campuses, you were guilty until proven innocent. That's why you had places like Duke Lacrosse, you had those kids whose lives were ruined. We saw this happen in plenty of colleges, where they were accused of rape or gang rape or something along those lines. And you find out later on it never happened. And you know the thing that bothers me the most? Here you have a young lady or someone that ruins the life or lives, and virtually nothing ever happens to them. Why is that? Why is it they get to break the law? They get to make a false claim. I found out from doing this show in some states, it's not illegal to file a false claim against somebody. How whacked is that? Yes, I said whacked. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You'll see the real side of GCN Live. Don't go far. I've got a lot more coming up after the break. Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at BYLN.co. That's BYLN.co.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. A federal judge has issued a temporary restraining order to stop a Texas-based nonprofit from releasing blueprints to make untraceable and undetectable 3D printed guns. The ruling comes after at least 8 states and the District of Columbia sued the company. The name of the company is Defense Distributed. It was going to start releasing plans for the 3D printed guns on the Internet beginning Wednesday, until a federal district judge in Seattle issued a temporary restraining order, saying publication could cause irreparable harm to U.S. citizens because of the way the guns can be made.
The idea here is to limit the harm, and by placing this temporary restraining order in place, that will make a dramatic difference for public safety.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
It's 106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
We are back. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thank you so much for being with me. Thank you so much for spending the time with us. And I appreciate your time because, again, as I often say, time is precious. And when you're spending it with me or you're spending it listening or being part of or being engaged in, it's great. I love it, and I appreciate it. Anyway, have a safe day. Don't do anything stupid. No, we're not signing off. It's just I was thinking about how many people, you know, you're running around, you're just doing your stuff all day long, and you just forget to take a minute and be thankful. So, we're talking about the, I was corrected. I was given a lesson in Southernese during the break. I guess it's not y'all, you all, it's y'all. But y'all is something you use to make a hole in the wall to put a nail in. Seriously, go look it up online. Thank God her eyes aren't loaded. So, another conference that they have, or part of the conference, is for dismantling whiteness, which tells white people to be an accomplice, not just an ally. I mean, think about that. I want you to think about these words. To be an accomplice, not just an ally, and to network and seek diverse candidates. So in other words, I'm supposed to put people of color before me because we're into diversity and not the best person for the job. Now, if you've known me for any length of time, you know I don't care what color you are. I don't care how tall you are, how fat, how thin, what heritage yours is. I don't care. Can you do the job? That's what it boils down. Remember when Al Sharpton was running around screaming, there weren't enough black people on boards, board of directors for large companies. That's because, Al, they don't care what color you are. I mean, you're screaming it's about black. It ain't about black. It's about green. When you're on the board of a corporation, it's about green. It's not about black. They could care less what color you are if you're bringing in the money. Seriously. And if you don't believe that, you can't figure that out, maybe you shouldn't be part of a corporation. Maybe you shouldn't be part of a solution somewhere. And so again, we're teaching these kids, right after you try to tell them that their accomplishments matter, they need to work. I guess we don't tell them anymore. I guess we don't tell them they need to work hard to do better than the other guy. Because I don't know what that would be. That would probably be bad and wrong and make the other person feel bad. But that ain't right. You guys know it ain't right. Then they tweeted a list of ally commandments. What the heck is that? Like, thou shalt not tell on people of color or something? The All Y'all Society Social Justice Series Conference was sponsored by the University of North Florida Central for Urban Education and Policy, the University of North Georgia, and the University of Florida. Yeah, they're gone, huh? Like, they shouldn't see another day. I don't mean that in a, like, blow-em-up kind of way either. All right, this one ought to make you furious. I saw this, and it's not the first time this kind of thing has happened. Right? But the National Border Patrol Council President Brandon Judd was talking about how the mayor of Portland demanded his police stand down in regards to a large number of protesters camped out at a local immigration and customs enforcement office. Right? Now, here's the thing. So the protesters were out in front of an ICE headquarters located in the city of Portland. Now, Portland is supposed to keep law and order. Portland police are supposed to keep the peace of the community. And this is really funny because he felt like it was, let me see, it was ICE's job to take care of the immigration issue. It was ICE's job to teach, to deal with the immigration problems that were happening. The problem was that the people that were protesting, the people who were making noise, the people making a problem, were truly American citizens in most cases. And they're on a Portland street in the city of Portland. Well, the Portland police should have kept them safe. Right? Now, he was on Tucker Carlson. And Carlson was showing pictures of the scene after the protesters finally disbanded. There was mountains and mountains of trash left by the demonstrators. That's the other thing, too. I love these people. They're all so righteous. Also, they love, you know, they love the world. They love the planet. They want to make sure. But they leave so much plastic and garbage and crap behind. I mean, I really don't get it. I don't get how they can live like, they can be such pigs and tell you how much they care for the place. Mayor Ted Wheeler, a Democrat, said he stands with those who are opposed to the forced separation of children from their parents. So this is what I don't get. Apparently the left gets to break the law whenever they want to because they don't feel the law is just. Don't try to change it, right? Don't put it to the test. No, we'll just break it. We'll ignore it. We won't abide by it. Check this out. In L.A., Los Angeles, at one point the L.A. Police Department wasn't taking in, arresting, or even impounding cars of illegal aliens. And there was two reasons behind it. First reason was that it just cost too much money. It was just an undue burden on someone trying to make a living. I want you to think about that. Okay? Here illegally, don't have a driver's license, probably don't have insurance. Car may or may not be registered. And that car doesn't have to be, the cop does not have to impound that car. Yeah, my daughter, my son, or whoever, born here, lives here, pays taxes here, can be driving down the street, get pulled over. If they're unregistered, uninsured, unlicensed, unwhatever, they will go to jail, and that car will be impounded. Apparently, when you're white, it's not an when you're white and here legally, it's not an undue burden to take your car away, but it is an undue burden to take the car of an illegal away. Right? I mean, just let that sink in. Who is the police working for at that point? And if the fees are too high, take them down. Do what you got to do to bring them down. I consistently say that I do not want the Portland Police Bureau, this is the mayor, engaged in securing federal property that houses federal agency and its own police force. They do not have a police force. Not like the regular police force. They're federal agents. Right? And the property, the street's yours, buddy. The sidewalk and the streets are your property. Judd said he strongly disagreed with Wheeler, adding that the ICE is a police force. It is the city police that is tasked with keeping order in the municipality. That's true. It's up to the police to keep order inside the city limits, right? That's a wrong message to send, Judd said. There's supposed to be a separation between law enforcement agencies. Yes, they have specific tasks. They're supposed to be doing specific things. Carlson said the mayor's statement, you know, it's really funny because the mayors of those cities want the ICE to take care of immigration and not force their officers to do anything with it. But yet, their officers are supposed to be taking care of the safety of the streets and the sidewalks and the general neighborhoods. Now, if you think about this, right, because ICE officers, according to Carlson's point, ICE officers are American citizens. ICE officers are entitled to protection. Whether you like them or not, like the job they do or not, they're entitled to protection. So does that mean that when somebody calls 911, if you're on the political opposite side of an issue or the aisle as the mayor, they don't have to take care of you? Because that's what this is. It's a political issue. The law is the law is the law. The mayor's deciding what laws to enforce and which ones don't, which is what they do on a regular basis. The Dems pick and choose what they want to enforce, what they want to deal with. They don't like the law, they don't enforce it. If they like it, they enforce it. Even if it doesn't exist and they think it ought to exist, they enforce that too. So when you get to that point, when you get to the point where the law's kind of made up as you go, and if the mayor can decide what laws he's going to enforce and which ones he's not, you're in a lot of trouble. It's time to get out of there. It's really problematic. I mean, seriously. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I always appreciate the time you spend with me. Listen, while we're on break, head up to the website, right, therealside.com, where you can watch live, listen live, take the poll, give me your email address. Also, I told you the 35th in the last segment, 35th caller, I mean, 35th email I get to joe@therealside.com. And if you have the app, it's very easy to send. You can find the app both on the Apple Store and the Android Store. 35th email I get, though, we'll get Dr. Gerard Lomero's new book, More Good News for America. The Good News for America book was great, but the More Good News for America is even better. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up.
Become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's seven herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Bitcoin is losing crypto market share to other digital currencies. Bitcoin's astronomical rise has led to the creation of numerous competitors like Ethereum, Ripple, and Litecoin, which have also seen massive gains in value. According to Quartz, Bitcoin made up 85% of the crypto market 1 year ago, and today it has fallen to 36%. Remember, the only way to win in the casino is to take chips off the table. Call Miles Franklin at 866-485-4346 and let us show you how to quickly turn your Bitcoin into the 5,000-year-old safety of precious metals. Miles Franklin can quickly convert your Bitcoin to precious metals with one phone call at 866-485-4346. That's Miles Franklin celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Fast, easy, safe, and convert your Bitcoin into gold with one phone call.
Have you had credit challenges, divorce, bankruptcy, or just haven't established your credit yet? If so, getting a decent car loan can be tough. The good news is that there is a place where you can get a car loan at a fair price, regardless of your credit situation. Auto Loan Express can make it happen now when you visit newcar99.com. Here's the deal. If you have a regular job, then there's no reason to keep taking the bus or repairing that old junker. Go to newcar99.com today and fill out our simple online application. We accept over 99% of applicants and can get you behind the wheel of your new car with just a few strokes of your keyboard. No hassles. No third degree. Just fill out the simple online application and start shopping for your next car. So when you're ready to get on the road with your new car loan, visit us online at newcar99.com, where we accept 99% of all applications. newcar99.com. If you have a job, then you qualify. Here's to you and your new car. Visit newcar99.com. newcar99.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby-Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
We are back. And you are listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 8557. I love the horns. Don't you love the horns? 855-732-5563. And I very, very much do appreciate the time that you guys spend with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and truly being, you know, part of the overall conversation. And, you know, I love this stuff from we were talking about the mayor, Portland mayor, who has decided that he's not going to help ICE, and he's not going to let his police force help ICE. And we're not talking about not giving them information about when they release people that are illegal out of the jails. No, no. We're talking about when there's civil unrest out in front of one of the ICE buildings, he won't send the police department, which is right in line with what a lot of these Democrats have done in these cities. Look at Baltimore. Right? I mean, the mayor actually told the police to stand down and allow them to blow off some steam. And what does that mean? They didn't just blow off steam. They set a whole fire in CVS. I guess you have to set the fire to get the steam from the water that you're burning in the store. I don't even know. But think about that. And so What does that mean? Does that mean my rights as an American are going to be trampled on because the mayor doesn't much care for enforcing the law? Right? I mean, think about it. And it just consistently gets crazier. 855-ROAD-SHOW, 855-732-5563. And I very much do, you know, appreciate the time that you guys spend with me. Did you hear about, and again, this is a heavy Dem state, and, you know, and supposedly they're great places to live. Right? Each member of a small Massachusetts police department quit the force this week. They're blaming unsafe work conditions. Now, I would imagine that they have a union. Something must have gone sideways. Really sideways. And they blame unsafe work conditions for the situation here. All the officers in Blandford Police Department. Now, here's the fun thing about it. You know, they have... They have some. I mean, you guys in the South part, the same way in the Midwest, you've got these little towns that only have, you know, maybe a couple thousand people. You don't need much more than that because it's state police and that stuff to back you up. But all four officers in Blandford Police Department, including the interim police chief Roberta, signed a statement obtained by the Massachusetts-based newspaper The Republican. Wow, no, that can't be right. They have a paper called The Republican in Massachusetts. No, that ain't right. Must be a quack paper. Noting that the job of the police officer is inherently dangerous, but the officers wrote that the role has been made much more so by the town administration, who refuses to give them the money they need to fix some of the issues that they're having. Right? Among the complaints listed in the letter were ill-fitting bulletproof vests, the overdue expiration dates, malfunctioning police radios, and occasionally having to drive their own vehicles in order to respond to situations because there weren't enough patrol cars. Some of you remember Car 54? That's what this sounds like, doesn't it? I mean, seriously, this is like Barney Fife runs the place, right? To summarize, the town is asking the officers to patrol in the cars that they have with no AC, no snow tires, no four-wheel drive. They're asking us to do this with no radio coverage, no real backup if needed, and all for 14 or 15 bucks. Are you a cop for 15 bucks an hour? Wow. Must be non-union. In a Facebook post on Monday, the police department told residents to contact the Russell State Police Barracks for non-emergencies. The 9/11 is normal for emergencies. The entire police department resigned this evening. Can you imagine putting that out? Oh, God. Put that out in a post. Hey, we're out of here. You're on your own. Hope you buy the ammunition. State police issued a Facebook post, said that they regularly provide police services to Blandford anyway, told local officials that it would continue to do so, and more if necessary. And the Mass State cops, you don't want to fool with them. They're really, they even look like the Gestapo. You know, one of them's got to be listening, right? When they get out of their police cars, you just have to see it. They really do from a distance. Look like the SS. They get out there. Their hats are kind of pulled down on the sides. They got the flappy pants that they used to wear on motorcycles. They got the thing that comes across the front of the chest. Like they've got 20 rounds of bullets sitting there or 200 rounds of bullets on their chest. They're always good to me. They're always professional. But they go on to say that we have multiple public meetings in our police force and have offered them the opportunity to engage and provide their opinions. That's according to the Board of Selectmen for the town. The statement reportedly went on to commend Samarchi, which is the interim police chief. But I mean, sure, I don't know what the issue is here, but think about this. For all intents and purposes, they now have no police force. And it sounds like that they're minor things, very minor things. But I'll tell you what, in the summertime in Massachusetts, running around with no air conditioning, crazy. Got to be out of your mind. I'm looking at the vehicles. If this is real pictures of the vehicles, they're pretty old. Right? I mean, seriously. And I want the guys to protect it. I don't care, you know, do they need bulletproof vests there? I don't know. I don't know how crazy that town is. It is in Massachusetts, by the way. That should sum it up right there. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. Again, you know, some of you heard earlier, Gerard Lomero was on with us. And we were talking about how he sees that we're going to pick up more seats. Republican conservatives / Republicans will pick up more seats in the House and the Senate. I'm not saying I disagree with him. But you got to pick it up and listen to why. That means that you need to get off your butt and help people get involved in the process. Help people get... Yeah, I know, it's stuck. Help people get involved in the situation. Help people get involved in the vote and getting the right people to the polls, getting the right people to run for office. What do you think about that? Right? Now, you keep talking about... And everybody is talking about the young people showing up to vote, how the young people are going to come out to vote. I think the young people were slammed so bad in the last election, they saw how much their vote didn't count because they're mostly Dems. Most of them. So they saw how much their vote didn't count, that they're actually quite put out at this point. You can't believe it. Come on, think about it. Think it through. Their vote didn't count. They voted for Bernie. They supported Bernie. They walked for Bernie. They called for Bernie. They put signs out for Bernie. And Bernie had the election stolen from him. And they all know it. It's not like a behind the scenes. They know it. It's out there in the open. They know. Now, young voters, especially in Minnesota, have a big opportunity to be deciding a factor in who represents the state. Now, this November's election is going to be their county's first in which there are more millennials eligible to vote than baby boomers. Now, this is happening all across the country, really, though. So, some of us would get nervous with that information. Because we know how uninformed that they are. Not stupid, not ignorant, not dumb, but uninformed that they are. And they get all caught up in the moment, and they know, and listen, the Dems are really good at this. How to get the young liberals all whipped up. So when you think about all this, you think about what's going on, this should be a slam dunk for them, right? Here's the problem. They go to the local bistro more than they go to the voting booth. That didn't really come out the way I wanted it to. I mean, they won't come out and vote. They don't see any reason for it. They come out in very low numbers. I mean, we're talking a low 20%. And I don't know how you get them. I mean, maybe Hillary get them out to vote, but apparently not. And over the years, yeah, it has been steadily rising. It has been steadily increasing, but such minor numbers. Or, I'm sure, let me rephrase that. It was increasing by very minor numbers. And then in 2010, it started to drop. It dropped again in 2014. I don't know how you fix that. And I don't want to fix it because when they're that uninformed, who do they vote for? But these were the people that the Al Frankens of the world were able to reach. Even though he's not of their generation. But it's not all over yet, though, because you've got the Generation Z and Generation X and those guys. Although Generation Z, I got to figure that one out. I'm reading all kinds of stuff on them. I can't tell whether they're truly moving more conservative or they really just don't care. It's not a big deal to them. I don't know. But you need to do your homework, and you need to find out before you start pushing these people out there, pushing them to vote, and that kind of thing. Hey, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I really do appreciate the time you spend with us. Head up to the website. You can buy a coffee cup, buy a mug, buy a shirt. Whatever you can do to help support the cause. And I really do appreciate the time you're with us. I really do appreciate the time that you spend with us on the air and in the chat room. Sending me messages. I'll leave it up for the rest of the day. 35th email I get. We get a copy of Gerard Lomero's new book. Hey, God bless. Have a great rest of the day. I'm Joe Messina, host of The Real Side.